This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, a USDA report says organic farming is rapidly growing in the U.S. Organic vegetables, fruits, and livestock make up the bulk of the entire segment. However, the report shows organic field crops are making gains in the number of acres planted and overall value. The National Ag Statistics Service released the numbers showing that U.S. farms and ranches produced $7.6 billion in certified organic commodities in 2016. That's up 23% over the previous year. The number of certified organic farms also climbed 11% higher, coming in at 14,217 last year. The number of certified acres is up 15% to 5 million acres, and livestock marketed as organic can only consume feeds certified through the USDA's organic program. That's helping to drive organic production of corn, soybeans, and hay. The USDA report says about 7,400 farms planted 1.6 million acres of organic field crops and hay last year. The value of organic field crop sales totaled up to more than $762 million in 2016, more than $100 million higher than 2015. Organic corn had the most acres planted, totaling almost 214,000 last year. Well, in other news, Monsanto is giving farmers a chance to give back to their communities. America's Farmers Grow Communities is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund and has awarded millions of dollars since its start in 2010. Program manager Angela Allen says farmers can enroll now through November 1st.
Farmers can enroll today for a chance to win $2,500 to give to a nonprofit organization of their choice. We know that farmers know best where the money can make a difference, so we make it really simple for them. You have to be 21 or older and actively farming 250 acres or more of a crop. And it can be any crop, and then you simply go online at www.growcommunities.com or call 877-267-3332. We ask for some contact information, and that's all, so that we can randomly select the winners in November and December and then announce them nationwide in January of 2018.
Well, sounds pretty simple and sounds like a great opportunity to help support a local organization. What are the guidelines? Does the winning farmer get to choose where the money goes, or tell us a little more?
Yes, so once we select winners, we contact each of those farmers, and we simply verify that they're eligible and then ask them, where would you like this money to go locally? So they get to pick a 501c3 nonprofit organization in their community to donate this $2,500 from the Monsanto Fund to. And that could be anything like a school, a fire department, a library, a park system, FFA, 4-H, shelters, food pantries, and so much more.
Awesome. And this is going on now through November 1st?
That's correct. Now through November 1st. And next year we'll be giving another $3 million away. Locally in your area, I can tell you about a few of the places that have been able to benefit from this money. In 2017, the Witt Food Bank got a $2,500 donation. Bunker Hill High School FFA, the Litchfield Food Pantry, the Jersey County 4-H, and the Fosterburg Fire Protection District all were able to, with the help of farmers, get a $2,500 donation to go towards needs and impacts the local society.
Pretty amazing that you have been able to give that money to these local groups and organizations that so many times need the help, especially with food banks, and all it took was a farmer to fill out an application, basically.
That's all it takes is one farmer to fill out an application. We'll be pulling 1,335 winners in 2018, and all of your listeners should sign up today. Again, you can do that at growcommunities.com or by calling 877-267-3332. The purpose is really just to make a positive impact in farm communities, and we can't do that without the help of farmers.
And you have been helping farm communities for a number of years now. This has been going on and all over the U.S., not just here in Illinois.
That's right. Since 2010, the program has invested more than $26 million to over 8,000 nonprofits across the country. Locally in Illinois, we've given more than $2 million since 2010. So the money really is going back into the communities.
Well, you've told us how they can apply online or by calling, if you don't mind, just the requirements for age and things again.
Okay, 21 years or older and actively farming 250 acres of a crop or more. Go online today and enroll at growcommunities.com.
Angela Allen, Program Manager for Monsanto's America's Farmers Grow Communities campaign. And we'll have more ag news after these messages. In some ag news around the world, Canada's Prime Minister during the original North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations says the nation is in a better position now than it was 23 years ago to negotiate. Former Prime Minister John Chrétien served in office between 1993 and 2003. He said back in 1994, Canada had a surplus of $50 billion a year in trade. But now he says the U.S. has no surplus. He told Canada's Global News that both sides would benefit in the end, even though some sectors will win and others will lose. He also added that Americans have always been difficult to negotiate with for softwood lumber and dairy, and that it's not uncommon in such negotiations for agreements to be signed on the last day. The U.S. wants Canada to change its dairy supply management system that the U.S. dairy industry says is harming U.S. producers. Researchers in Europe are close to creating a gluten-free bread. A team of scientists using gene editing technology has found a way to reduce the number of gluten proteins in an individual wheat kernel. In doing so, they were able to create a plant that could be used in the future to make flour for bread that can be considered gluten-free. The process discovered in Spain removes almost all proteins in wheat that create gluten. Using the technology, they've managed to knock out 35 of the 45 genes that create gluten in wheat. More genes will still need to be removed before the wheat is ready for testing. It's estimated that 7% of the global population suffers from a gluten allergy known as celiac disease, which when paired with gluten can induce severe illness. Details of the research were published recently in the Plant Biotechnology Journal. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.